yeah.
You're something like a rose in the spring, and I admire how you're blooming. You make my love come down, or I'm assuming. Just like a fairy tale, you can be my groom. Then travel to another dimension where we assume and trust. We living for nobody but us. See, this is far beyond your physical. Your smile is my rush for real. I'm saying this is more than I feel. There's no description, this is something only heaven revealed. So many wounds that I have carried, you have already healed. I feel protected when you're near me, you're my guide and my shield. It's not a question that you can grant me, all that I ask. Come from a different kind of cloth, and I'm just stating a fact. I won't forever ask you, woman, you can look into my eyes and follow the stars and listen to what the sky's saying. Among a few other candidates who should understand, less is more when you proceed and realize God's plan.
Same time next year, I'll be hoping that you're still here, doing a little better than you did this year, baby. Cause you're my good girl, and you deserve everything that's good in life.
Listen. When you awake, the sun sets in the east, as elegant as the milk monastery of the ancient of Greece. Baby, I kneel before you, place a kiss to your feet. Know that you're something special and just not in the sheet. My fella, I do adore. Splendor couture. Every breath, I feel your awe. Down to my core, so elated that I'm yours. Ruler of every kingdom, like lions, I hear you roar. Here I am, baby. Love is earned, but never given. Religion is rhyme, not even Muslim, not even Christian. My mission is complicated, even though it doesn't have to be. I can feel your heart beyond your maximum capacity. Told you from beginning, nobody was coming after me. Let's paint a picture, I see a life with you. Good girl, I shall remain, cause baby, I'm right with you. Remember many days I was spending with nights switching, now we spending eternal when I'm sharing my life with
you. I'll be hoping that you're still here, doing a little better than you did this year, baby. Cause you're my good girl, and you deserve everything that's good in life. Same time next year, I'll be hoping that you're still here, doing a little better than you did this year, baby. Cause you're my good girl, and you deserve everything that is good in life. Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Can a player play is in the building. Your boy Pretty Tony live on the air with you, along with the man always riding shotgun with the Ray-Bans on. You know what I mean? Black gloves, black leather pants. And, oh, let me stop. Sir.
That's okay.
I got
grenades today.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. So glad to have you.
We come through here every week
to represent, stand in our little podium, give our little testimony to this game of life. And we kicked off the show with Ryan Leslie featuring Savin Gavir. You know what I mean? Check her out. Check them out. But today's show is quite the opposite of what that song was about, because that was about a woman who... it's all for her man. She said her religion was Ryan, and that's what brothers be needing around here. Somebody, a woman to make us their religion. Today's show is called War, Fear, or Love. Which is it? And we going at it, ladies and gentlemen. We already got a caller jumping in the chat room. I already think I know it is, so let me go on and let him in. My man, good day to you, sir.
Yeah, hey, Tony.
Hey,
Lamont, you got those grenades ready for 7:02 when she shows up?
Oh, man, we got the grenades ready today, baby.
Good.
Because, hey, we definitely can talk about issues that you know, we know firsthand, because, you know, we catching it from everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. And before we get too much further into the show, I want to make sure this is the last weekend of what they call Black History Month. African American History Month. I think this should be a month on a global scale where the history of the contributions of the black man or black woman is acknowledged on a global scale, and we want to make sure that we acknowledge all the contributions of all races not any one particular race.
Wait a minute. This is Black History Month, so I gotta jump out of the car on that one. This is Black History Month, so I want all of that for this month. I'm sorry.
I have to agree with Diddy.
Okay. Well, Kate Diddy, like I told y'all, scooting down in the back with the black gloves on, screaming black power with the low. Ricky Brene.
Japanese New Year, you don't hear shit about black nothing, do you?
All right. So I'm going to play by KD's rules for now, sir. So like he said, we want to ensure we acknowledge the contributions of black people, not only here in the United States, but on a global scale, the work that has been done by so many individuals of African descent, as they like to put it. And we want to make sure we uphold that. And a lot of you younger people out there, due to the fact that you have not gone through some of the trials and tribulations, you don't know how to acknowledge what has been done for you. Some of you need to read a book. You're always on the internet, go on a website and check on the contributions of black people to the entire scope and history of not only the United States, but the entire globe, the influence that we've had on so many different things. I want to make sure we throw it out there that a lot of, and this is not a racial bashing moment. This is just an acknowledgement that there has been a concerted effort to wipe away the great contributions of ancient kingdoms that were of black skin tone. We were in the history books, they referred to us as savages, while in truth and in fact, some of the greatest civilizations that man has ever known came out of people of African descent. Look it up. There wasn't no point straight nose, curly hair, Jesus walking around the shores of the Middle East, which they like to refer to it, but it's all Africa. Trust and believe that. But go read a book. Find out for yourself.
Some people like to be hoodwinked and bamboozled.
But we're gonna close that section of the show right now by saying God bless, Godspeed to all those who have stood for something in their life and made life a little bit better for all of us. You know, that ice cream scooper, that thing that makes, you know, put that little cone so nicely on top of the cone. Black man invented that. Yes, indeed.
Oh, shoot. Now, my favorite dish, popcorn, man. I love me some popcorn.
There you go.
Traffic lights, supposedly, too.
Say that again, bro.
The traffic light, too, supposedly, anyway.
Yes. All that good stuff. Now, we're getting on to the topic of the show. And matter of fact, you know what? I want to acknowledge you gentlemen, even though we're still not. I'm going to tell you something. As much as I love Joe, Joe's suspect is hell to us because we still, to this day, don't know what race Joe is, brother. You know what I mean? So about to get into my speech about
let us, black brothers,
on the show.
How come you don't know what race he is? I know what race he is.
Yeah, me too. I know what race I am.
Yeah. So how come you don't know? I just want to know how come you don't know, Tony. I know, and Joe know. What's up?
Well, how come I don't know what race Joe is? How come
that's what I'm saying.
Public is adoring fans. How come
that's
702 don't know what race Joe is?
Oh, don't let 702 doesn't know anything. Nothing.
Oh.
I think she knows how to do it. Sniff my ass. That's all she knows how to do. That's happened to me before. I go on different websites
okay.
And there's all of a sudden, shut up, you radio. And all of a sudden,
now, as we're going forward a little bit with the show, I want to acknowledge that even though you hear us on here every Sunday, and we laugh and we talk about serious things, we are some brothers on here who are actually trying to do something. K. Diddy, despite his outburst and sometimes crazy statements, happens to be a long-standing member of the entertainment community who has owned his own record label and small publishing company. He's the CEO of both. You can Google him.
Yeah,
World
Google
Movement
me.
Records.
Yeah, I went there
World
today.
World Movement Publishing.
Mm-hmm. That's how come I called
Go
him
ahead,
on.
Joe.
I was there today. You changed your website, Diddy. You don't have that Vegas banner anymore.
Well, we're moving on up.
All right. Okay.
You know what I mean? Baby, we're
so,
global.
Also,
we're global.
Your boy, Pretty Tony. I'm the author of 3 books out there on the market, working on number 4 right now. Playology, Player Step Your Game Up, and Who Is She and What Is She to You? And Joe is a man about town, a political activist, a satirist. A man deeply involved in the very fabric of the for the betterment of this country is Mr. Joe from Montana.
Thank you.
A philanthropist, and just so everybody can get off needles and pins, want to know what Joe is. Joe and I are the same nationality. We are both others. so we'll just put that to bed right now. So there'll be no more secrets. Everybody knows.
No more secrets. So all the listeners out there, Joe and K. Diddy are others.
Mm-hmm.
That is
right.
Their nationality and race.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've done that too. And they've said, well, you should have checked this. I said, uh-uh. And I've also put down, even before this became a big deal about political correctness, which has been around for like 20 years, I put down what race? I put down human.
Well, you know, for those, a lot of people really don't understand how deep that is, you know, because I look at myself every day and I ain't never look to be just really, truly black, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, my shoes are black. So, you know, anyway, that's what we are, people. We are others.
Others.
We'll discuss
now,
that a little deeper in another show.
Now, we're going to get into the core of the show today, which is war, fear, love, which is it?
Hey, man, we need to hear 702, man.
Yeah, bring the...
We need to hear 702.
Come on, let's let 702 up in here. She has to put her hand up there, man. Oh,
she
is here. Let's let her in.
Oh, good God almighty.
702, welcome to the show.
You know she'd be here. Watch your smart mouth start right away.
Oh,
hold
shit,
on, let's see if she's 702. Are you with us?
Yeah, she's just waiting. She's probably on speakers. She'll be here. And then she'll say some wise-ass thing, and then I'm just going to have to say, okay, kiss my ass.
Well, 702, whenever you decide to join us, just hit the number one and you'll be joined into the show. Another thing I want to make sure I acknowledge in the beginning of the show, as time is going by, I put it on my Facebook and I threw it out there on my Twitter for all you folks emailing me, you know what I mean? I'll let your boy on Twitter, SELASSIESON, at TelasiaSon on Twitter. I am humbled, and not even I, because K. Diddy says I'm always referring to the I. We here on the show are humbled by the numbers. You know, Blog Talk has this wonderful new reporting scheme where we can actually see the growth of the show, and every month it's amazing how many people are downloading us to their smartphones, and we're humbled and we're so thankful that somebody is listening to taking time out of their life to go into the archives. The numbers have gone more into the tens of thousands, and I'm honest, you know, but we're thankful. As a matter of fact, let me let K. Diddy speak for itself. K. Diddy, tell you
thousands
of fans out there.
Well, man, actually, they're tens of thousands, but I'm blessed anyway, as you spoke so eloquently, that we're honored and humbled to be able to last and be here and hopefully touch someone with some positive or different views where they could look at a situation and know that there are other people in the world that have experienced or experiencing some of the things that they deal with on a daily basis. So, again, we humbly thank you from Kind of Play a Play.
Straight up. You know what I mean? Now, we're going to get into the show, War, Fear, or Love. Some of you gentlemen out there, and I'm going to start off with the brothers first, then, because, you know, Joe and Kate did do a wonderful bang-up job of getting on the females, because, you know, they don't play when it comes to putting females on blast.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to start off with the brothers. Could we be fighting every damn day? That's why.
Mm-hmm. And look, hey, and don't look to me for saying that I started anything either.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do, but...
No,
yeah.
We doing the best we can. We got society, boy, kicking us in the butt, boy, and we doing the best that we can to hold our head up, boy, and then we got to get dumped on by people out in the street, then you got to come home and get dumped on, and then when you get on the phone, you got to get dumped on the way to the movie, you got to get dumped on, you be like, just why?
And that's a good question. And that's what this show is about today. What is this? What are the underlying issues? Whereas it seems as though relationships are not about being harmonious existence no more, or union. It is just this constant nag, nag, whine, whine from both sides. But, you know, we're going to ride on the women for right now. And like I said, I'm going to start on you fellas. Some of y'all perspective in life is really screwed up, man. I've spent the last couple of days reading some stories that just boggle the mind, like a gentleman who decided that the best way, you know, because his girlfriend was mad at him and not opening the door, was to throw the Rottweiler through the window at her, and then the Rottweiler bit his child. What the hell, man?
Well,
what that really make sense to you, though?
Look, either that guy.
Oh, you know, let me go on and let me go into this Powell guy. Is it Josh Powell? What's his name? I think that's his name. You know, went to court, went through all the drama. You take your sons into the house and send them up in flames. Man, that don't sound like love to me, dog.
Well, Tony, it's not love as we know it. But if you know certain religious sects or heretics, however you want to classify them, they have been known throughout history for attaching love and religion with some violent, gruesome acts such as that.
So what, has it become a mindset now? Has this become a part of us? We can't separate madness from this. In my head, just like, you know, Jay Diddy was talking about, and, you know, fellas, I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to get on that subject matter K. Diddy just addressed right here. A brother got to be out in the streets trying to handle his business, at work, in a business place, washing cars, whatever you do, whatever feeds your family or yourself. And you got to put up with a world of shit to come home and listen to some more shit. And y'all expect this is the norm now? Why would you be nagging me all the way from the movie theater to the movie theater while we're getting the damn popcorn, while we're driving down the street, while we're in the car when we get back to the house?
Boy, I can hear Joe's mind right now. He's thinking, one, sense of entitlement, and
there you go. There you go. I was just waiting for the storm to pass over so I can put in my own perfect storm myself.
Go ahead with it. Go right ahead,
my brother. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, Diddy said it perfectly. It's that sense of entitlement. It has been taught in liberal colleges, universities, women going to school at the age of 17, freshmen in college, getting a boatload full of the college professor's bullshit. And they come out thinking, oh, you know what, I'm pretty because I can put on the makeup, put on the Wonder Bra, I can put on the nylons, and I can put on the high heels. Look at me, I'm looking pretty good. When I was a preteen, I was a geek, but now I'm chic. And I got the sense of entitlement. Daddy tells me so. Society tells me so. So here I am, world. Take me for what I am. Perfect, either a perfect mistress, perfect bitch. That's who I am. That's why they nag. That's why they whine. Think about it. Take a look at any spoiled brat, anybody who's 5, 6 years old, and if they're not trained by their mothers and fathers how to act, what do they do? Me, 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 mommy, mommy, daddy, daddy, nothing's ever good enough. We are training American women to be the same way. Instead of being 5 years old, they're 16, 17, 18, 45, 55, same thing. Sense of entitlement. They feel it's your fault, whatever happened. Doesn't matter if I did it, it's your fault.
Oh, at the end of the day, no matter what, the man's going to be responsible no matter what. I mean, you don't even get credit for, you don't get credit for effort. That don't even come into play, because sometimes, like with any business, you have to toil, soil, plant seeds, and wait for it to become fruitful, but that don't mean that you're not being positive or not being productive and you're not working. But when people expecting instant gratification, or they expecting you to be a certain type of provider, and that's why they chose to be with you in the first place, and if that doesn't happen quick enough, then all of a sudden it becomes warfare.
Yeah, exactly. Protector, provider. And those are the benign words. What that really means is bodyguard and punching bag and butler. That's what it means. It means.
And you gentlemen wonder, I'm definitely going to play devil's advocate. So Joe sums it all up to the sense of entitlement, which to a degree, matter of fact, let's stop fronting, to a major degree, I completely agree with, because, and some of it, gentlemen, is it fair to say that even though we're blaming it on the mommy and daddy, is it fair to say a great, we need to shoulder a great deal of that responsibility, because a lot of us men have said this bullshit to the women?
I say no. I say the men have been brainwashed, just like women have been brainwashed, to be a gentleman. A gentleman does what? He kind of acquiesces. So when he acquiesces, he furthers and fuels that sense of entitlement.
I agree. My whole take on that is, like I've spoken before, is that I think men, for most part, have forgotten how to be men. Well, they've gotten soft to a certain extent by being overly complacent and stop really being who they are and being able to make sound decisions. But at the end of the day, I'm still a firm believer that a woman truly want to be with a man. They don't want to be with no wimp. They don't want to be with no guys in touch with a sensitive side all the doggone time. At the end of the day, they want to be with a man.
But look at all the effort and the time that you got to put into that. I agree. Women still have those...
I would say that a weak man-minded type guy would have to put in a whole lot of effort, but that goes to what I was speaking on, Joe, is that men have forgot how to be men, meaning that they forgot how to be what they're put in a position to be, the head of their household. They're supposed to have a plan. They're supposed to be able to make sound decisions, whether it's right or wrong decision, but making a decision, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they're going to be blamed for good, bad, or indifferent. And I think men have forgot to be that person.
I think men have, to a large degree, yeah, because I think particularly when you look around and, I don't know about the Asian race. I don't know about, I do know about the black race. Black race, they haven't been gelded yet. The men haven't been gelded yet. But white men, especially if they've been college educated, are gelded. So they forgot how to be men. But there's another thing. The law is on the side of the female. If you raise your voice, you can be accused of verbal abuse by raising your voice. If you get into an argument.
All that goes into what I'm saying. It's then cowered them down.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of speaking up on a lot of important issues that could have ultimately kept their family together, they fail to speak their piece just because the woman is the main breadwinner at this particular time. So they let stuff go, but it's just like a wound that's not treated. It just festers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger of an issue, and at some point you start resenting one another, and now you're no longer talking to each other. You're talking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. We got somebody trying to join us here, gentlemen, because, we're only speaking from a male perspective.
Let me guess.
Which one of the 702s is this?
Oh, really?
Two or three of them that call in. 702, you're on live. Welcome to the show.
Oh, that's going to be surprising.
Before you get on the defensive, Joe, it's not the usual 702 that you yell at.
Oh, okay.
So calm down.
Okay. Is it my gold digger?
No, this isn't gold digger either.
Oh, okay. All right. Different one.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Good afternoon. You have already started off on the right page. You're polite. We like that. What would you like to add to this equation, ma'am?
I was just calling to agree with a few things that I heard. First being that I feel that not only have men forgotten how to be men, but women are forgetting how to be women in our lovely world, and our society is on so astray that it's just mind-boggling that too many people don't know how to get on the right track.
Uh-huh. Damn it, we like you. You see, you even got so quiet. We like you.
That is funny.
Okay, you actually said something here that didn't set nothing off. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate it. But I was talking to you off the air because, you know, the wonderful good folks at Blog Talk, when you're paying their little monthly fee, they allow you to do a few things. And you were talking to me about a topic where you're like, it's kind of straying off from what we're talking about, but it still ties into it, where you're like, you meet a guy by Monday, and by Thursday, he's talking about, let's have kids together. Hey, do you think men have just gone blasted insane?
Unfortunately, yes. And I wouldn't say it if it was just one person, but it's been like five.
You just might be super sexy, you know.
I think I'm a beautiful person, and that's great and all, but can I get to know you? Can we date? They don't want to date. They want to skip to marriage and children.
Mm.
Wow.
And I'm like, and they're like, well, I need you in order to do this, that, and the other. Well, why didn't you have that goal before you met me? You know, it's not let's work on this together. It's, oh, I need you in order to do.
Well, I can understand that. Well, I can really understand that. Look, it doesn't matter if you get to the Super Bowl, if you get to be in the World Series, if you have nobody to share it with. If you finally find somebody that you can share it with that might appreciate your activities, talking from a male perspective, you're going to feel more motivated to do so. Otherwise, if you don't have somebody there, why bust your ass? So that could
I'm not saying
he should tie down with her right then and there, but she's asking, why didn't you have that goal before I came along? And I'm saying sometimes a man can just doesn't care. He's in the corporate world. He's going to climb up at any pace, you know. But if he finds somebody that he really, you know, thinks that could be the one for him, now he's saying, you know what? I want to make a better life, not just for me, but for my significant other, my wife-to-be, and my kids. That's
gentlemen,
the way I, you know, that's the way I'm thinking of it.
Gentlemen, why come this guy couldn't just be doing simply what women do all the time? He might have seen this young woman. She's a beautiful lady. She's obviously very intelligent. She must have a lot going for herself. She might just look like a great catch. This dude just might need to come up. He just needed some help.
Same thing women do all the time.
They look for this guy. He's a nice looking guy. He's nice. He has a good conversation. He got something going on for himself. He might be married and baby daddy baby material. What you talking about? So
but not in 5 days.
Women do it in 3.
Look, women admit.
Okay, well, not this woman here.
But, you know,
obviously
a lot of women admit.
I never assumed that. Obviously not. Of course not. But it happens.
Yeah.
Women were taught from little girls, when you grow up, you get a good man, get a good husband, got a good job, and y'all have kids and live happy ever after. We talk about that all the time.
Daddy's little girl.
You know.
But you see, that goes again, and that also what K did to my brothers doing it. Joe threw this comment out last week that just caught my attention, where he said women tend to marry up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But hold on, Joe. Me okay. and you, we ran out of time before we could actually got to get into that.
You know,
but
yeah.
It depends.
Hey Tony, you got the fast hour show on Blog Talk Radio.
You're looking at them like, what the fuck?
Well, that dude, that young lady was talking about, that's what he was trying to do, obviously. He was trying to marry up.
Yeah, he was trying to marry up for sure. If I got more than you, there's a problem.
See?
Why? Why is there a problem?
There is a problem if you did not have any desires, any goals, any gumption to do something with yourself.
Why should a man?
I have the dreams, desires, and goals, and I don't need a man in order to go after them.
No, but why?
If I get one and we can do it together, that's awesome.
Well, that's what he wanted, apparently. But you're saying he had to have major ambition. He had to be rocket fuel to go to the top before you came along. Why can't a man just be a man, go out there in the corporate world, be satisfied with what he's got, and then when he finds somebody else, say, you know what? I want more than just my apartment. I think I want a house now. I think I want kids. I think now I really have to try harder. Instead of working 40 hours a week, I might have to work 60 hours a week, and I need that woman with me. But without her, I'm satisfied with $65,000 a year. With her, I like to make $100,000.
If we were talking about corporate men who even have their own place,
I don't know what
that
kind of...
would be fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, if you're talking about some, you know, all right.
We're talking about losers.
There you go, Joe.
Oh, okay.
You don't have nothing.
Oh,
all right. What I'm talking about.
Oh.
I've seen some women marry some brothers. You got to be wondering what is going through this woman's head.
Mm.
This is a woman who, and he definitely married up, because when he married her, he married a girl who was about to get a nice job. You know what I mean? And this brother just ain't shit. He doesn't have three, four kids with this woman, and he ain't never had a job.
Well, then I stand corrected.
So if he had at least a job, I don't care where it was. It could be McDonald's. I'm fine with that. You're doing something. He wasn't doing anything.
Oh, well, you hadn't said that. I thought the guy was like...
I didn't get there, you know.
Oh, okay.
But no, if he had a job, I'm happy with that. You know, you had a job, you're doing something with your time. Even if you had a hustle, you didn't have a job, but you were hustling. I can understand that. I can deal with that.
Tony, but getting back to the central theme of your show, warfare versus love. What does anybody? Okay, me. I think the sense of entitlement ruins relationships. Does anybody else have any different opinion?
I think I signed on for that ride, but I also want to take it a step further when it comes to the warfare or love scenario. I firmly believe, even though, yes, sense of entitlement plays a massive role in the equation, and what K. Diddy said about brothers forgetting how to be brothers, that's a part of the equation. Another part of the equation goes way beyond all that. It goes down to nobody understands the rules of the engagement anymore, because too many brothers have never been raised by, we're going to use the word, well-thinking brothers. A lot of us end up raised by the streets. We end up raised by knucklehead-ass peers. We end up raised where we don't even have a concept what the rules of engagement are.
How about a bitter mother?
Damn, you just have to go on and put that in there.
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. Why not? Because they ruin a lot of black men based on the relationship they may have had with the guy's father or lack of.
Mm-hmm.
And since you don't put that in the gumbo, we might as well tie on it that even the mother at some point has a sense of entitlement with the boy. since she raised you by yourself, she's entitled to this, this, and that, yada, yada, yada. Now, harmonious existence, a cohesive unit, in order for a relationship to flow, in order for anything to move forward, it requires us being in unity. If we're sitting on the same little boat with two different set of oars, and you're going one way and I'm going the next, we will never, that is pulling and pushing, two opposing forces that will never move forward. I'm giving y'all game, man. We didn't just come on here to talk shit about women and brothers. I'm trying to give y'all some game in the real scope of things, because even beyond love.
That's why they got one captain on every ship. God dog it.
And but sometimes the problem is we don't have a motherfucking qualified captain guiding the ship.
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
Case by case situation. You go by a case by case. Sometimes it's the lack of father in the home. Sometimes it's because of the father in the home. Sometimes it's no mother in the home. Sometimes it's because of the mother in the home. I guess you go by case by case.
And I like talking to a smart brother like Joe, so I'm going to throw this ball back over into Joe's part of the court, and I'm going to say, Joe,
oh,
what
just
do you
tell
think?
Me I'm not smart. I got the hint. Just
no,
tell
sir,
me I'm
you
not
are,
smart.
You are extremely smart, sir. Please, if you're not supposed to moment, get your sensitivity to
check. I caught that.
No, that's because you and I are others, Diddy.
Yes, that's exactly what there is, some others prejudice going on right now. Because I'm going to address KJ's, but I want to address yours first. You always discuss the sense of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say be the first three steps we could take as men going forward to kind of when somebody brings that to us? How do you deal with that, Joe?
Personally, there's nothing I can do to change the sense of entitlement. What I do, I just let them know, you're not getting away with anything with me. I treat you the same way you treat me. Plain and simple. Okay? Up front, I will treat you nicely. I like to be a gentleman. But if I start feeling as though I'm not being appreciated, being taken for granted, then my feelings just go. And you'd be surprised how fast, all of a sudden, the girl now, you know, is super interested in me. Nothing I can do to change that sense of entitlement. I just let them know I've got my boundaries. Don't cross them. I will treat you like a woman. Not like a lady. I don't like ladies. I like women. I would treat you like a woman. Treat me like a man. You cross the line, you're out.
Okay. Now, so let me put the voice of Sir K. Diddy.
Treat
Licks
me
of love, sir.
Like a man.
Yeah, that's it.
And not any way you want to.
Now,
but
you always talking about brothers not being brothers in relationships. What game would you put out there to brothers who need to have a greater understanding of what it takes to wear the pants in a relationship and guide it into harmonious waters? What would you suggest, sir?
First of all, man, I think we all need to try to fix us individually before we can fix the next person, you know, and stop trying to put fault and blame on everybody else, you know. And when I say that men have forgot to be how to be men, they are. They have no direction. They go this way, they go that way, they fall for this, they fall for that. They have no plan. They don't think about things. You know, they just don't think about what's going on. They don't think about what they're doing from one day to the next. There's no preparation. There's no direction. Like I said, if a man has some plan, something he's trying to accomplish in life, you know, he could do anything. I don't think there's nothing now that we can't do. I mean, there's just so many opportunities that's available to people out there. Yeah, like we were saying earlier in the show, you know, there's once upon a time we weren't even allowed to be able to read. You know, we were just as the help. Somebody told me, I heard somebody say the other day that they didn't have anything against the N-word. They felt that every white man should own at least one. And that kind of like kind of took me back, you know what I mean? Things have really not changed. It just escalated a few levels. So people need to get it together and really try to pay attention to what's going on around them, because things are really going to get rough in, you know, next year or so.
This year.
And we're going to jump into the political aspect of the show down into the last 10 minutes of the show. But right now, you know, from your boy Pretty Tony here, when it comes to this whole love and warfare thing, it is completely two separate entities. And my both my colleagues said it very well. You got to have some measure of thought applied. How I treat you is the way I expect to be treated. And a lot of us, and women, we're going to ride in y'all for a minute. A lot of you women tend to think y'all can treat brothers like shit, and we're just supposed to absorb it because you a man. You a man. That does not mean I don't feel. That does not mean your constant barrage of negativity is not at some point going to have some kind of psychological effect on me, especially coming out of a single parent home where the first person's opinion that I held in highest esteem was my mother's.
If a man is not respecting his woman, nor is he demanding respect in return, he can't complain about being treated like shit. You know, so again, you know, we men have to start taking responsibility for our own actions.
Well, I think there's some men who want that drama.
Yeah, but is that, you said there's some men that like that drama, but then, okay, now you're going to make me qualify that man, because in my views, that is not a man. You know, I mean, there's a lot of bitch-made men out there. I'll agree to that one.
Well, he must have been so,
because I'm
a harmonious woman. As you said, you need harmony in a relationship. I am that woman. I like my peace. But I always meet men who want to purposely piss me off because I don't get mad enough.
Well, let me tell you this, miss. First of all, again, I applaud you. And again, there's a lot of bitch-made men out there, and that really comes from being insecure. So that's another thumbs up for you, because they can't even come to you on your level, because a man that can't recognize, well, I guess I take that back. He does recognize what he see, but his approach is way off. You know, he really needs to step his game up. That's really what that is. You know, it's coming from totally an insecure place, because a real man won't have no problem stepping to you correctly. Are you going to do one or two things? Either you're going to accept his approach, or you're going to keep stepping, but in either way, he's going to acknowledge and respect the person that you are.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Now, what we're going to do is take a quick little break right here. Please don't go nowhere, stick and stay. Can I play a play rolling on?
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play a play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony in the building. Kind of play rolling on. 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Me and my man K Dislex Squad. We got my man Joe from Montana chilling with us. We got a lady calling. We're talking about love or warfare. Which is it? You know, some, you know, there's this old, some women and men talking about if it ain't rough, it ain't right. And some of us got some really warped sense of what love is or what love should be. Make sure we acknowledge the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovement.com. Check the good folks out. Make sure, you know, get involved with the music, get involved with the books, get involved with the movement. I want to make sure we once again acknowledge the final Sunday in Black History Month. A lot of sacrifices have been made over the years for all of us to be better people and lead better lives, and we want to acknowledge the sacrifices of the black race or the black sect or whatever you want to call it. We're just doing our thing.
I think we need at least 3 months, man. I think I'm going to try to see if we can make that happen. I think we need at least 3 months out there.
Well, get the petition going. Get the petition going. All you need is signatures, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do.
And let's see if we can get going. Now, I said the last 10 minutes of the show, as we were talking about love and warfare, we were going to get a little bit political, you know, because K. Diddy made the point that we need to keep our eyes on the prize. And, you know, there's always a little bit lesson to be learned here, even though, you know, relationships and love are something that affects us all, because, you know, if Michelle don't give Obama what he needs, he might go off and press the red button. I'm just playing. That was
I wish you'd stop giving him what he needs if he's going to lower the gas prices, because right now I don't give a shit what happened to him. I'm kind of like upset. $5 at the pump ain't fun.
It's getting higher, too.
And so somebody's yanking our damn chain. And so it's really going to be love or warfare around here just to get a damn gallon of gas.
Man, I can't even come see you, so I'm going to love you over the phone.
That's right. Airwave love.
I got to work all week just so I could buy some gas so I can come across town and get a sardine sandwich.
Yo! And even though we being funny, seriously, wow, I never thought about that. You're right. Especially if you live a little bit distance from me. I work all week. It's just come see you going to cost me gas.
Uh-huh.
But there's definitely going to be some warfare and love. Why you ain't come see me, girl? It costs like $80, $90 in gas just to come to your house. And that's one way.
Baby, do you got a little gas money? I ain't going to give you no money to come see me.
people, this is crazy. You know, back in there, we'd be like, no, I need $10 gas. $10 gas don't do nothing now.
But I love you.
Yeah, that's going to be the test of love. The higher the price of gas goes, you're going to see a lot of divorces, a lot of people breaking up.
But Tom, warfare or love, which one is it? I don't know. You know, you find that a lot of people are really getting together for companionship and for survival. You know, it's easy to sustain themselves together than individually. And it's crazy, and it's going to always be some type of battle going on because people are not coming together for the right reasons.
Well, 702 mentioned something that I thought was extremely, extremely interesting to me, because I'm a person who loves harmony, and I've always accused females of not. They're the ones that always create the dissension. So I'd like to ask 702, since you love harmony, if you found a guy that actually had a good job, was a nice-looking guy, a nice guy, how long do you think you could stay with him if he wasn't contentious at all? If he was just, hi, baby, how are you, came home from work, and mainly, you know, went out to movies, you know, took you out to dinner every once in a while, but mainly stayed home, and just was a nice guy. How long do you think it would take you before you lost your mind with all that harmony?
I don't believe I would lose my mind with all that harmony. I really don't. I could sit in that situation forever.
Yeah, well, then you're about one out of 6 billion women who can do it.
I probably am. I'm an oddball like that. But I'm okay with that.
Got it.
Wow, that's the second time she done got Joe quiet, Tony. You can hear his brain just running. It's going click, 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 click.
I don't have any comeback. I'm just saying, okay, cool. You know, if that's the truth, then that's the truth.
That is the truth. I am happy with the walks down the street. We can sit in the house and watch a movie, read a book. There's just way, way too much to learn to be drama-filled.
Well, maybe you need to create a workshop and take that across the country.
I wish you would. The anti-drama.
I'll look into that.
I'm serious.
I'll look into that.
And call it the anti-drama queen.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, let me ask you another question, 702. Of your girlfriends, if the relationships that they've had, have they been the ones mostly to create the drama, or has it been the men?
It would actually be both, 50-50.
Oh, please, you're diplomatic. Oh, God.
No, because I have three close friends. So one of them, she is totally over the top. It's always her. The other one, her man is the one who, so I'd say it depends on the situation.
All right, well, let me rephrase it then. The women that you've met and have known, without them necessarily having to have been your best friends or close to you, would you say that women in general, when they're in a harmonious relationship, create drama? Or would you say that men, when they're in a harmonious relationship, create drama?
No. It's usually the woman who is the pusher, the drama queen,
the protagonist. Okay.
I want it my way, and it's my way or the highway.
Actually,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay.
Emotional, sensitive.
I know some sensitive men, though. I don't mean.
You don't like
yeah.
sensitive
but emotional,
men?
Emotional, yes.
I apologize, 702, because I'm just one that, though the bitch made men that we talked about a little earlier, they're not even on my radar. So they don't even come up on my radar, so you have to forgive me.
That's all I'm meeting, so can you tell me where the real men are?
Oh, they there, you know what I'm saying? But you just have to, like, fine-tune your glasses and look a little differently. But they all around you. They just don't paint themselves up so they can stand out like, you know, society want them to. They don't play that because they're confident and they have self-esteem. Mandingo Warriors!
Real men don't have to make big splashes all the time.
I hate to break up this little love fest going on all year because I think that's a wolf in sheep clothing we over there talking to. She's too damn cooperative, or is it that my insecurities are so used to this?
Nah, my radar's up. My radar's up there too, Tony. She is sounding like she knows all the answers.
Lord.
You got all the answers, 702.
You're so smooth, 702. You just over here stroking our egos, and we may laugh up.
I am ashamed of you guys. Now, you guys always say, don't hate the player, hate the game.
The game, right?
Right.
Thanks, baby.
Look at the over there doing a typical male move. Trying to be like, I am appalled at these fellas' behavior.
That's right.
Give me your number, and I'll call
you were thinking that too, Tony? Because I was saying, you know, as soon as the show's over, 702, you know, I think you and I, I think you and I. You and I.
Y'all ain't nothing.
He is shocked and appalled at our behavior.
I know.
Yeah.
Forget about Tony and Joe. I know. I understand exactly what you mean. Let me explain to you, 702, about my research with the strippers. So I.
Okay.
Because I was sitting here listening to him like,
I know.
He is not just throwing us under the bus like that.
Oh, he's backing up. He is backing up and going forward and backing up again. I'm appalled at you. I am shocked.
Hey. I am not stupid. I just look like this.
I am appalled. I don't understand how Tony and Joe could feel that way. You come on this show and you express yourself.
I got to give credit where credit's due. Now, come on now.
Diddy, you claim.
We're down to the last minute of the show, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank everybody who was tuning in the archives. We'd like to thank the young lady who came on this week. And actually, you know, on this mail forum, she held her own with intelligent conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still think she's suspect, but as KB said, we're going to give her credit. Because she came on and made some valid points, and we'd love to have her again. As always, Joe from Montana, K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love, your boy Pretty Corner. Join us next week. And for all of y'all downloading the show, keep on listening to us. We ain't got nothing but love for y'all.
Yeah.
Support the movement. You know, get a copy of the book or two. We're going to be discussing it real
all
soon.
Three.
Next week, we're going to get political.
And don't forget, Kitty is so appalled at both of us.
Exactly.
That's right.
The truth. Next week's show will probably be a bit more political in nature because we got some things we need to talk about. Pertaining to all the elections and stuff coming up. We ain't got nothing but love for y'all. And I'm going to let LTD take us out of here since we had a love fest going called Love Ballad.
Never dreamed.